At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We just went through an unbelievable election. It reminds me of the story of David and Goliath. David being represented by the Republicans, Goliath being represented by the Democrats. The Democrats had everything there. They had all these celebrities, Jay Leno, I think Beyonce, all these celebrities. And then they had current presidents and former presidents speak up for them and endorse them. And they had current Republicans endorsing them. Whereas the Republicans, really, it was just pretty much a one-man show. So it was sort of like a David and Goliath. I want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9. This is when the children of Israel are just going into the promised land. And one of their first battles was against the Anakims. This is a race of giants. And so God wants them to realize that it's not their might, it is not their strength, but it was God's strength who is going to help them defeat the giant, the Anakims. And I want to remind you today that it wasn't the strength of the Republican Party, it wasn't Trump, but rather it was God in the prayer of his people that invoked the request to God to defeat this giant, this Democratic Party. And let's give God the credit where credit is due.